Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. This episode is for you if you struggle with just setting boundaries. That's really what this is about, because I think we have a backwards way of thinking about boundaries. And I think the world has also taught us that anything that doesn't serve us or bring us joy or come easy or whatever it is, that we are just cut it all out, just get rid of it. But the reality is that if we did that to everything that caused conflict or didn't bring us joy, we would be probably with nobody. We probably wouldn't have any relationships. And really, that's not what Jesus told us to do. He didn't tell us just to be with people who serve us. So let's just kind of talk about boundaries in this episode. We're going to talk about setting healthy boundaries. At the time of this recording, we are in December and we're preparing for the holidays. That means get togethers, being around people that might just trigger you a little bit. So again, this episode, you're going to want to listen to, because we're going to talk about some just practical things to apply and learn, but also sharing a piece of my own story that was really hard for me to recognize that maybe I should have had some boundaries here. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. I just want to ask you this. Can you remember a time when you allowed somebody to do or to say whatever they wanted to you? And can you remember how that felt? Or can you remember a time when you kept someone or something in your life just longer than you should have because confronting the problem just felt like too much? And I think that sometimes it may feel easier to deal with the pain, like let's hold on to it, than communicating and let it go. And we say to ourselves, like, it's okay. It's just the way they are. And we just lie to ourselves, I think. And I've done this. Okay. So I'm speaking from firsthand experience when somebody's behavior and words and actions are one way. And we say to ourselves, well, that's just the way that they are. That's okay. It's okay that they say these things and hurtful things, and we can hide it behind scripture and, oh, this is just his personality or their personality. And I've done that. And that's also, I think, a defense mechanism so that we don't have to deal with the real reality of this person, right? Because it's easier to not deal than it is to deal. And it's easier to not see the truth of the reality, right? But if we have to confront the reality of what is with this person, where we are with this person, we'd probably be confronted with a cycle of self-hatred, like questioning, what does this mean about us? Like how could I have allowed this to happen? It's an vital question that I know I've asked myself many times before. So recently I pulled into a driveway and I put the car in park and I proceeded to turn off the car. And I said to my niece, I said, that sounded like a fun time. You know, she started to open the door and she started to get out of the car. And then I proceeded to ask a question about this person, and I really didn't want to hear the answer to it. And I said, you know, does she ever ask about us? And my niece, she went, not really. And she was thinking hard about this answer. And she went on to say, she did try to tell me about why you left, though. And I had this gulp. I was like, ugh. My stomach hit bottom, and then just anger began to set in. So here I am, talking to my niece who is in relationship with somebody that had hurt us. And, you know, in my mind, I just thought we had loved her so well, right? This person that I'm asking about. And then I realized that what she's been told was not the whole truth. And then what happens when that happens? We want to protect our character. And I said, but that's not the whole story. And I said that to myself. So I sat there, put the car back, turned the car back on, drove out of the driveway. And I just thought, like, where do I go from here? Because this was a reminder of how I allowed myself to be treated and my character to be criticized for far too long. Because I sat there and I wanted to blame myself. And I took a beating from these people's words, trying to better myself and my relationship with God. And that's what I put it under. I put these words and these lies and this criticism of, well, they're just trying to help me be a better, I need to be a better person. I didn't want to deal with the reality. And if I would have set healthier boundaries, then maybe I would have been in a different spot. But the thing about even abusive relationships, sometimes it takes you a hot minute to recognize what you're in, because they don't all start out with abusive words and abusive language. And if you've been in that situation, you know what I'm talking about. So I could easily have went into self-hatred because I didn't want to confront the reality of what was. Because I had to realize that I also was a part of this. Now, I'm not saying that I'm taking responsibility for what their actions did. I can't do that. But I think sometimes when we think about boundaries, it starts with rules. Here's what you can and can't do. You need to do this or else we're done. And we say this and we aren't talking anymore. So we start with rules. But boundaries are not, they're not always absolutes and they're not hard lines in the sand either. They're often micro adjustments to relationships that need them so that both people can stay in a place of respect. So in other words, boundaries, they're not about keeping people out, and boundaries are definitely not walls. See, in my spiritual growth mentorship, I take women through a lesson on their spheres of influence. And this is really a great starting place for setting healthy boundaries with people in your life, because not everyone should get all of you. And we have to understand what level of access people get with us. Now, speaking about my situation, these people I thought were in one of the top tiers in my spheres of influence. But then I realized that I had put them in a top tier when I was not even in one of their tiers. And that hurt. And so it's really us being willing to take a step back and say, what fruit is this relationship producing? What kind of tension and spiritual warfare does it constantly feel like it's at? What level do we need to take a step back and be able to continue to put each other in a healthy situation and of respect with our words and our actions? So I want you to think about even the example of a bull and a chicken. Okay, each animal is very different in nature, and each animal requires a very different type of fence, which is a boundary line, right? To keep them protected and those around them protected. Now, maybe you've also heard this kind of boundary being referred to as a house with a fence. Some people are allowed in the yard while others aren't allowed to cross the fence, while others might be at the kitchen table with you. Every person we come in contact with is different in personality, character, and where they are in their walk with the Lord. So in this, we recognize that not everyone gets us at the same level, which is why I walk the women in the spiritual growth mentorship through this. Because again, not everyone should get all of us. And every level, we need to evaluate this relationship. Are we holding on to something that we know we should be letting go? And then we can ask ourselves, why are we trying to hold on to this? Are we afraid of abandonment? Are we afraid of being alone? And I know that opens up a whole other conversation, but I know you have the courage to do this. Okay, so let's go back to boundaries don't always start with rules. I said that because when I look back on relationships, I have had that hurt me the most. Like, it was boundaries that were needed, but it was my lack of understanding of healthy relationships in general, right? I looked back and I said, you know what? I do need boundaries. But the thing was, is that was my lack of healthy understanding of relationships. And it was also the pain I had in my heart that allowed for this kind of treatment to begin with, right? Because if we don't process through the lies and the things that we believe, it begins to change our perspective, which then changes how we see people and what we deem as healthy or true versus unhealthy in a lie. Therefore, a boundary doesn't just exclude or take away. It really helps us to recognize our capacity and willingness to surrender what is in our control, like our time, right? Our schedules, things that we can put on the calendar, how we move our bodies, what we eat. There are things that we can do. And then there's also things outside of our control, other people's actions, their words, their choices. But boundaries show honor and respect for both people or a collective group of people. So let's take a moment and really look at what the Bible says. We can see that boundaries also have a lot to do with self-control. The Bible commands us to control ourselves. However, our human nature, our desire is to control others. Look up Titus 2:12. Therefore, you know, personal boundaries help to limit our selfish instinct to control or manipulate others. Likewise, boundaries protect us from those who have no self-control and wish to control us. So again, it's both sides. We don't try and get people to respect us. We create a healthy environment by showing respect. We set the standards for how we want to be treated by the way we treat others. So one thing after going through the spheres of influence that I talk about inside of spiritual growth mentorship is to recognize that everyone doesn't need an explanation. So when you've gone through your sphere of influence, you recognize that somebody that might be five levels down does not need an explanation about why you can't show up. Of course, unless if it's work, like let's use wisdom here, okay? But if it's an acquaintance or somebody that you're not in close relationship with, here are a few ways that we say boundaries. No, like no is a boundary. No, it needs no further explanation. We can say, thank you so much for asking, but I'm not available. Thank you for thinking of me, but not at this time. Sorry, that does not work for me. I'm not comfortable with that right now, so I will have to pass. I have learned to look at my calendar and say, thank you so much for thinking of me. Let me take a minute to pray about this and see where I'm at and see what my schedule looks like, because I used to just say yes to everything and then I'd be overwhelmed. And now I have to just take a minute to pray, consider, talk to my husband, and not feel the need to explain why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because at first we want to justify every reason to someone, but that is not necessary. So when we're setting these healthy boundaries, again, sphere of influence is huge, but knowing where we are and where others are in that sphere will help us to be able to speak differently to each person. Remember, when we know who we are in Christ and how he defines a healthy relationship, right? And who should get the most of us, it will free us from the need to please those around us. Oftentimes we're putting everybody in our top tier. If it's somebody we work with or, you know, your children or your spouse or your mom or your dad, whoever it is, we're always kind of lumping them together. And it shouldn't be like that. And I think that's why we get so exhausted. So here are a few things to think about when setting healthy boundaries. Self-awareness, understanding your own needs, values, and limits. Reflect on really what is important. Be aware of situations that make you uncomfortable. I want you to think about being clear and direct in your communication. We have to be assertive here in a very respectful way to articulate needs. When we are passive or passive aggressive, that is not clear communication. That is only confusing the person that you are trying to communicate with. Let's avoid vague language. We just want to be direct in conveying what is acceptable and what is not. And I know that takes a lot of courage to say, you know, for example, when you said XYZ, or when this was said to me, I felt hurt. I felt my heart sink, or whatever it is. We have to get used to being clear without condemning the other person. I want us to think about consistency. Consistency is really key to maintaining healthy boundaries. It's reiterating, it's saying the same thing, maybe in many different ways, because once you've established your limits, we have to be consistent in enforcing them. And that really helps build trust too and sends a clear message about your expectations. Inconsistency can lead to confusion and undermine the effectiveness, really, of the boundaries that you're trying to set. One of the boundaries I have for in our marriage, John and I's marriage, is I typically don't go out during the week if my friends have things going on. And I know people are like, that's not a boundary. Well, it is in our relationship, meaning we are intentionally pursuing dinner together and nighttime together. And, you know, we don't have kids, so please, no comparison. It's always going to look different. But for us, it was important for me that most of my friends just know that if something's going on at night, it's probably going to be a no. Now, last week, we had a surprise party for one of our friends, and there were 17 girls that went out, and I went out. So it's not no all the time. It's just, I'm not going out two nights a week to this event or something that needs to be helped here or whatever it is. I'm very particular about that. And the people that need to know, know. And they respect that. And I'm consistent in that. And I'm clear in that about why I do that. So another thing I want you to think about is be open to negotiation and compromise. So when you're trying to set firm boundaries, just being open to respectful negotiation and compromise when it's appropriate. I think it's huge to be flexible and value in maintaining healthy relationships, especially dealing with different perspectives or needs. And again, even if we're thinking back to my example of friends, I sound like I say no every time, but I am flexible in the fact that I don't say yes every time. And we talk about that, or I talk through it with my husband, John, and I say, hey, what are you doing this night? Or what's happening this weekend? And is it okay if we do this? And just kind of, you know, talking through what it's like to spend time together as a married couple, but also have very healthy relationships and friendships outside of that as well. But what I've learned the most when it comes to boundaries is the pain I have never dealt with will deal with me and show up in my relationships. My pain will allow me to tolerate things I should never become accustomed to. Okay. So I'll end by saying this. It's both and. Boundaries require us to know who we are in Christ, to process through our pain, and also to use clear communication to those who need it. It's not just making up rules for people. And it's not about setting up boundaries and walls. God has boundaries for us. And it's in his boundaries that is where the blessings are. And he does that because he wants to protect us. Outside of his boundaries, we experience a disconnection from the vine. We can experience condemnation. We can experience death of all kinds. God has boundaries for us because he cares about us. Not because he's trying to control us and manipulate us. So again, if this interests you at all, join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. I'd love to see you there. And as always, you can email me, jessica@jessicahoddle.com. Let me know how this podcast helped you. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram @jessicahoddle. But thank you so much for just being here and leaving a rating and review to let future listeners know how important it is to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.